Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Jason Broswell, Pool Service by Jason, Los Angeles, California. It's Thursday, January 10th, 2019. Happy New Year. This morning, I was fortunate enough to record a podcast for UPA, United Pool Association, with Joe Mischick and Steve Homer, talk about UPA a little bit, talk about myself, where I came from, how I got here, where I want to go. It was tough to cram everything into the hour. We ran over probably, I don't know, an hour and a half maybe. But didn't really get to, you know, go into too much detail. Didn't have time. So a lot of people have always wondered about, you know, how I got into the industry, where I started from, where I came from. And it's an interesting story. I worked for a pool builder. You could read about it. You could listen to it in the podcast. But so I worked for a pool builder after working in corporate America for like 10, 12 years. Went to work for a pool builder in their service division. They built, you know, signature high-end pools. And I started out servicing those pools for them with another guy, Jeff Sherman, who's a past IPSA president up in Santa Clarita. He's the guy that trained me how to do pools along with, you know, all the classes and individual learning that I did on my own. So worked for them for a couple years, you know, company kind of, two brothers owned it. They fought, split up the company. Everybody kind of left and went their own way. The company's still in business. They're still doing tons of pools. Real good guy, Jay Jaleen at GI Construction. So I owe him a debt of gratitude for actually getting me into this industry. I wouldn't be here and you wouldn't be listening to me if it weren't for him and his brother, Britton. So anyway, worked for them for a couple years, decided to leave, go out on my own. I thought, you know, how hard could it be? I'll learn as I go. It'll start out slow. You know, that's not how it happened. It basically blew up in my face. Started doing some pools, you know, 5 here, 10 maybe. Went, knocked on doors, solicited, advertised online a little bit, but, you know, I wasn't making any money, so I wasn't spending a lot of money. And some things from my past always recirculated in my mind, you know. And one of them was when I first started out, I had to get all my equipment, you know, because I used the company's equipment all those years. Had to buy all my own tools, poles, hoses, vac heads. And I remember shopping around for a telepole. It was like when I first started, you know, I was, you know, price shopping, trying to find the best pole for the cheapest price. And to this day, I still think about it, you know, 11 years later. I think about how stressed I was over having to spend $52 for a telepole. I know there's cheaper poles out there, but, you know, I needed something that was going to last a while and that I was going to use all day, every day, and wasn't going to break or, you know, have the cam strip out or whatever. But I think about that $52 pole that I stressed about. And now I buy like 3 or 4 a year. I don't even care. I don't, you know, it doesn't bug me anymore. But I remember when I first started out, how stressful it was to spend money, you know, vac heads. You know, we system vac our pools here before, you know, I got turned on a hammerhead and Riptide. You know, vacuum heads, another $50, a pole's $50, hose is $50, brush is $40. You know, I was so stressed about spending all that money because I only had, you know, a handful of pools that I was servicing. And I remember trying to cut corners, and I remember one time I was at the hardware store buying package of shock, some pool chem Chinese junk shock, and I remember using that. And I think back on that and I'm like, wow, what was I thinking? What was I doing, you know? I think that was probably before I even had a account at Superior SEP, you know, I was at the local hardware store buying 1 pound packs of Chemtech pool shock. And using that, you know, I'm lucky enough to be in an area where we're pretty saturated with supply houses. There's some retail distribution that offer pool service, you know, pretty much the same price they're going to get at PEP or PWP or Pool Corp. So I can drive 10, 15 minutes in any direction and have a place to get chemicals or parts or equipment. So I'm lucky in that aspect where I know some people, you know, have to have a warehouse and stock it, or one trip to the warehouse per day. And if you need something, you got to come back with it the next week or another day. But, you know, like if I need a grid or filter cartridge or something, I can leave that job site, drive 10 minutes, get it, drive 10 minutes back. It doesn't take too much of my day. So in that aspect, I'm lucky. But, you know, I reflect back a lot and think about how it was when I first started and all the challenges and everything I faced. And, you know, it's one thing that I like to tell people in the group is, you know, just put your head down and grind, and it's going to get good. It's going to get better. You know, for the longest time, I just wanted to prove it to myself. So I didn't make friends in the industry. I didn't use reps, and I didn't, you know, have associations with trade groups or IPSA or UPA or APSP. I didn't even know about any of that. And I really didn't even know about manufacturer reps. You know, I didn't know all the benefits of using reps and what they can do for you, and, you know, let it, you know, all the free stuff you can get from them and reward programs and rebates. And like, I just didn't know, cause I didn't put myself out there. I was like flying under the radar for so long. And it's odd. It took me a good 5-6 years of just being a single pole pool guy, flying under the radar, just trying to make it work. And, you know, I struggled, but, you know, it took me bitching about a company in a public forum for me to actually realize how the pool industry works and the benefits of manufacturer reps and trade associations. And I never went to trade shows. I didn't subscribe to magazines. I was just the pool guy, just struggling, hustling, trying to make it work. And, you know, I made a lot of mistakes along the way. There was an easier path to be, you know, walked on, but I was over here digging a trench off the beaten path in the frozen ground, basically trying to shovel concrete. So, you know, I have this group, pool industry workers and pool pros. I just want to help people, pull them up, and make the industry better, get rid of the stigma of the pool guy mentality. You know, the industry is definitely changing. It's getting more technical, more specific, you know, targets instead of ranges. But, so yeah, I started out on my own and, you know, learned along the way and made mistakes along the way. And if I can help you guys not make those same mistakes or give you some advice on, you know, what worked for me and what didn't work for me, so that you don't waste your time and spin your wheels for a couple years like I did, because I definitely spun my wheels for a couple years. And just, you know, reach out to me, send me a private message, send me a text, send me an email. My number's on my site, on my personal Pool Service by Jason site. You can text me, send me an email, skyride over Los Angeles. I'll see it. I drive around all day. But yeah, I'm here, you know, I'm willing to share. Hopefully you guys are having a good day, and, happy New Year, and, feel free to reach out to me.